Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, friends, to Hour 2 of In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid. I am your host, Chris Welsh. Scott Bogman is not here, but, you know, he's always here in spirit. Find us on Twitter, at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. We are In This League, also an In This League Twitter account, In This League Pod. And, of course, on Patreon, whether you're looking for ranks, whether you're looking to access us, or so much more, I'm telling you, it's one of the more robust Patreons you're going to find, and it is centered around having fun in the fantasy world. It's a very, very important factor when there is so much delusion out there. I mean, there's just so much stuff, so much processing you have with the fantasy football season to deal with. You know, speaking of the fantasy football season, I'm still not over that we don't have a week four of preseason. Like these week three, you know, quote three, preseason games that we have coming up here, and we had some on Friday and have some here on Saturday. Like these being it, it still is weird because there's this long gap, you know, and week three has now become, well, for some, you know, some are having this be the big one where, you know, the main guys are starting, some are just completely sitting out, and then they're going to have this like 10-day grace period where they're getting this thing going. And it's still odd to me, but what it does have the potential, what is very nice, I would say, is that after this weekend, going into the next weekend, if that's your big draft, you actually can avoid any last-minute scares. You know, there's a lot of people that did drafts that took Travis Etienne and they got burned. You know, it's happened over a couple different places. You escape this weekend, you can go into your draft feeling pretty, pretty comfortable about what's going forward until, you know, the season starts up. Coming up here is our interview, Bogman and I's interview, with Jake Seeley, the all-in kid for More Draft Prep. It's a robust episode. There's a lot to cover, so stick around. We got that coming up right after this break, right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where you can join Bogman and myself, the Welsh, and you can get access. You can get ranks. You can get secret shows. You can get live streams, and you can have a ton of fun. We try to make sure the fun is out there. Plus, we just have so much, you know, bang for your buck type of thing. We want to make sure that you're getting a lot out of it as you possibly can. So come and check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. You can get stuff, and you can also support independent podcasting. That's what Bogman and I do. We hustle. We're all over. You can hear Bogman now in Fantasy Pros, by the way. Not so independent, I suppose, for Bogman. But come and check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. What you're about to hear is our interview with Jake Seeley. Most of it, if you missed some of it, you can check out the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. Lots of draft prep for this coming weekend if you got your draft. So sit tight. Here it is, Bogman Welsh and Jake Seeley. He is the all-in kid, and whether he is actually 34 or 37 or whatever it is. He's in our generational range. None of us have hit our 40s. But, you know, he's a grown-ass man. He may have kids stuff in there, but he's a grown-ass man, and he's a grown-ass top-notch analyst in the industry, ranks, shows, the Bet Show you can check out, and all the great stuff. And to gather ourselves together, because when we get together, because we're not, you know, we don't do a daily show or anything like that, we get all goofy and giddy because we get to have fun and stuff like that. And then we have moments like what just happened about 3 minutes ago live on the show, where Bogman drops this bomb here, because what we are doing in this episode is the draft forum. And this is all about your final draft prep, especially for coming into this weekend. So, you know, there's going to be some – hi, Barkley. There's going to be – can Barkley bark? Will he bark on command?
No. So
she.
She? Sorry.
She.
Sorry.
Thank you, Scott.
I apologize. Yep.
Look, the real friend. Yeah. The real friend remembers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one that said that you don't work hard, but yeah, okay.
I never said that. I said your schedule
is so easy
to handle during the regular season because it's formulaic, and apparently I'm dead wrong, even though I've also – done stuff during
that. Yeah.
Just do it anyway.
You're an ass. Definitely. Okay. So basically, yeah. We'll get back to that. Barkley's so, hanging out.
Yes. No, that is, she never used to bark. And since playing with my parents' Great Dane, she's learned to bark, and she does only protectively, like if people walk by the window, but that's it.
Okay. So we'll know if anybody's coming for Jake. So again,
this guy will bark.
This is draft prep. Together, guys. This is draft
prep. At some point, it's draft prep.
It'll someday, we'll actually get to it if you guys could stop sharing your animals on the show. And all of the final stuff. So usually we're not into these to like hit like pointed things and blah, blah, blah. It's what do we need to go into this weekend? And we just got the worst of worst news to the listeners. This is a little bit old. This literally happened mid chaos of the episode. Travis Etienne done for the season. That is a big old bombshell, as I was massively high on Travis Etienne. Bogman and I, before the show, were actually kind of going through some of the different levels, where it was grade one could be maybe a week, grade two could be around 4 weeks, and grade three can go a whole nother level. And it looks like it. He's going to have Lisfranc surgery, which, Jake, it easily moves Travis Etienne off. There's nothing that you have to deal with. But James Robinson is in a whole new ball game now. So what does that do to James Robinson? How high can you go?
How high can you go?
I want to say low, but it just didn't work.
Really what it comes down to is, I had this conversation this morning on All in Football, and I said, let's paint out the three pictures, as we know, is that one, it could be a few weeks, two, it's middle of the season, then three, let's play the worst case scenario game. That's what we did. I think we'll all agree that James Robinson, as great as he is as a player, and the opportunity was last year, he's not a RB1, but he's not far from it. Yeah. Like, let's not forget what made James Robinson great last year. And it's the fact that James Robinson was an underrated talent, and he's in a good situation. But that's part of the reason why I wouldn't put him RB1 this year, is because the volume was off the charts. He was seeing volume close, not quite to the Christian McCaffrey level, but it wasn't too far. But it was basically the Steelers of years past when they had, and what we expect for Najee Harris this year is that kind of volume. I think with Carlos Hyde being there, we already saw that in the preseason, Urban Meyer, we don't know that he's going to be getting 80%+, which so few running backs get. If we knew he was, it'd be a completely different conversation, obviously, and we could say he could be in the RB1, but I think he's a high-end RB2 with a little bit of concern of what the offense is going to look like, how effective is it going to be, how much Hyde, maybe they bring in somebody else, sprinkle somebody else in there. So I think James Robinson, top 15, worst case scenario, 18, but he's a high-end RB2. Expect similar results to last year, just more so is he going to get that volume that he saw.
Carlos Hyde loves to ruin situations too, and he's still there.
Yeah. Is he not like the king of that?
He's the king of it.
It's fair to say that. I also would say, this is not the worst thing for even any gadgetness of maybe a guy like LaVisca. You know, like they may want to move LaVisca around a little bit. Not that he's going to run necessarily, but you know, kind of how like Debo played.
Goal line stuff for him though.
Yeah,
goal line. He'll be involved in weird trick plays.
Like the Debo role in San Francisco, where it's like they'll light it in arounds and they may line up on LaVisca. My initial bump just in seeing this was I moved him up to 19 in where we sat. And when I need to do more of the work, but let me ask you on this.
Let me look.
I want to ask you on some play. Well, before you say it, I want to ask you a couple who'd you rathers. So hold on.
No, it's not who you rathers with me. You know how you have to do it with me, right?
I know, damn it. It's check the link stuff.
I don't want to check
the link. No, let's not check the link.
Okay, just give me the
Scott. I think Scott knows. Scott, it looked like you grinned a little bit.
Would you rather?
What?
It's not would you rather.
No,
what is it?
I don't know what it is. You guys know this with me. I've had you on my show, and I've set you up this way. When we're trying to figure out where somebody ranks versus other players, there's a way to do it. What do? We make a list.
You just made the list.
Thank you. There you go.
Josh Jacobs or James Robinson?
James Robinson.
DeAndre Swift or James Robinson?
Robinson.
J.K. Dobbins or Robinson?
That's where I have a tough time. And I was looking at my rankings, and I was going to say he's right there. Right behind him in my rankings is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I would take Robinson over Edwards-Helaire, and I think that's where he settles for me, which would make him RB off the top of my head. It would make him RB 1, 2, 3, 4, 15.
I mean, that's it's a big statement. This isn't fair because I'm not pulling up yours.
Hold on. Joe Mixon.
I was going to say that one, but.
Oh, Mixon.
Yeah, I thought I figured it was
Mixon. Okay. I just want to make sure.
I don't have yours up because also.
was that my insanity gauge? Was that what that was? Stupid Jake is.
No. Dude, Mixon is getting all kinds of hate right now. So, and I get it.
I see the opposite.
That's been great. So. I think that, you know, this slide has been a bit much for him. So I just took him, I think, at two drafts. So I'm getting crap about it because I'm taking Bengals in these drafts that I'm doing.
I think that's more of a you thing. I don't think it's a crap because he's sliding. I think it's because you are a Steeler fan.
No, he's sliding, dude. It's not just me.
I've actually only been seeing positive take. Like, everyone's like, Joe Mixon
is Joe Mixon?
Done. Yeah, on Joe Mixon. I
keep seeing Antonio Gibson going ahead of Joe Mixon.
As he should.
That's a thing. He probably should, but it's just a lot.
Laughing at you guys. Can you hear? It feels like she's like pitching a fit with her bed back there.
It's probably the listeners. Like how manic this entire fit. I don't think we've ever been this crazy. It's like you get us all in a room and we're just all like getting giddy like children. And I think she's feeling our energy. Remember that Bill Burr bit?
You ever seen a dog?
Yeah.
You ever seen a dog and you walk around and you're like, oh, you're fucking, and then your dog's like, yeah, brr. It's the same. This is what's happening. This is a Bill Burr bit.
Yeah. What we should do is the three of us in Pisapia should like announce we're going somewhere next off season to a city and like. People just come hang out with us.
100%. We should do a live show. I want to do a live show. That'd be great.
I was trying to think of a way like not to charge for it, but yeah.
I mean, you know, just try to couple.
They could charge like $5 a
person.
Yeah,
$5. We take the bar or something like that. Or we can't take the bar. They'd have to take the bar. We get the $5. But yeah, we go to Chicago. See, here's the deal. Like, you know, Bogman and I are not going to pull, but you might pull. And Joe might have a better chance, so we can just ride the coattails and pull on a show.
They might pay to see you do things to me.
Okay, to be fair, your point. I would be the instigator, so for me to be there to instigate, it would be exciting. And Bogman one-liners, and Joe would probably get in on the instigation. You know what? It's a fantastic live show. If we could get the live show...
what is it called? It's called Three Guys Prodding Jake to Get Mad. Yeah,
Three Guys, One Jake. Three Guys, One Jake. That's what it is. It'll be getting Nando on the phone and let's send us to Chicago. I think that's where the big base is, or I'll come to New York. We'll do a live show. We'll make no money and we'll just have fun.
Come to Virginia Beach. Nobody ever comes to Virginia Beach, ever.
I'll tell you, Jake. I mean, it's Virginia Beach. All right.
Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and
smoking the
in this league.
Break it down.
So 15, James Robinson, that's a big mover. And I feel like you saying over Clyde Edwards-Helaire, is that in the fear of... where the foot's at right now? Is that the injury fear with Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Everything. I'm a Clyde Edwards-Helaire guy. He was part of my article of, you guys know this by now, and for anybody that you know might be new, to hearing me. I do dumpster dive, last year's trash, whatever you want to call it. It's the bitter beer face. I made that gift this year, or pulled that gift back up from the old days. It's people get pissed off at players and never want to go back to them. And yeah. That's where you find a ton of value. Last year, we went through that roller coaster. Is I was a Clyde Edwards-Helaire guy out of the draft. I said, similar to when Kareem Hunt was drafted, he's going to take over, injury or not. Damian Williams sits out, and people push him into the first round, and they don't even stop in the first round. They pushed him to the middle of the first round. And I was one of the first to say, chill the hell out. Like, I know you're excited, but he does not deserve to be there. Well, people kept taking him there, and then we saw what happened last year, and people get ticked off and didn't want to go back to him. Oh, I've been burned. So he becomes a value this year. The problem is as we've seen, now it's also Jerick McKinnon. It's Darrell Williams, Jerick McKinnon. What the truth about Edwards-Helaire was always going to be is he always was going to be 14 to 16 touches per game. That's never going to change, but we saw the upside of what he could be in this offense even with that. So, yes, the foot injury just adding to the fact of the touches, and it comes down to I know James Robinson, even with Carlos Hyde, is probably still in a 70% range. So it's a very close line, but I draw the line off the confidence of usage for James Robinson versus the Edwards-Helaire, which we also know, is Edwards-Helaire even going to be the goal line guy? Because he went 1-for-7 in week one and then 0-for-8 the rest of the year. Like, he got 7 carries inside the 5 week one and then 8 the rest of the year because he doesn't have that. That's not who he is.
Yeah, I'm also, you know, sadly, McKinnon's there. Like, I'm one of those people that might be like, don't count those guys out if they want to move around the offense. Not
Can
to say
stay
that
healthy.
Yeah,
by the way,
can't, but
with this hat, carries. ODU, I saw McKinnon run for 200 of the 600 Georgia Southern yards that they put up on my ODU marks when I was there.
Wow, that's like 1,000 of
not
his total
there
career
at the
yards
school, but yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah.
In
they
the history
they
of
ran for 600 yards. It was ridiculous.
The Georgia Southern was running that triple option, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah. A couple reactions.
I mean, 600, everybody ran in that game.
A couple reactions just to online, and then we'll go on to what Bogman's big question is, and it's the kind of the first question we go through, but this is big news. Some reactionary stuff I saw was Vlad Sedler had said, pointing out James Robinson's already gone 18 in an NFFC main event, like a $150 one. I think Chris Towers said he's RB2. Matthew Berry just commented that Robinson is going to be 14. Carlos Hyde almost a flex option as well. So
look at Berry trying to one-up me.
He's trying. Yeah, you said 15. He heard it. This podcast hadn't been released, and he heard it, and he one-upped you. So now you are obligated to go 13, right?
You know, speaking of not hearing things, so my home league, we declared our keepers yesterday morning. And it's an auction league, and I kept whatever you want to say, James Robinson for $8. And two people mocked me yesterday, and they're like, protect him for $8. And then today rolled around, and I was like, see, I'm so good that I knew.
Get him.
And you got to text him immediately. Matthew Berry, 14. Well, Matthew Berry hasn't always had the, the best suggestions or the best.
I'm going 13. This is name that tune. Can we get 12?
This is the
best
Price is Right, the highest without going over, right there.
I like it. You win. Price is Right. You win. All right, Boggs, the question that you're dying to talk to Jake about.
Saquon Barkley, man. Yep. You're the namesake of your pup there. So I am super confident on Saquon, and I've said this multiple times. I understand that people don't want to be all in. I'm back in. I have number two behind CMC. I know I don't have to take him there, obviously, because he's not getting drafted there. I get it. You can wait. You know, if you're picking your spot, you can pick usually in the middle of the first round, maybe even the back end of the first round, and still get Saquon. But I'm very confident in him. I think they're slow rolling this. I think the things that he said are mainly coming from up top and coach speak. Obviously, I don't have a source for that or anything. It's just kind of how I feel. I just think Joe Judge is doing some weird stuff in New York. So I'm all back in on Saquon. I understand people that don't want to take the risk. He's been hurt 2 years in a row and all that stuff. And the stuff that he's saying is very strange. And, you know, they're still saying that week one is in question. I don't think, you know, doing all of this stuff, you know, the team joint practices and all that stuff, I think he's going to be fine and ready to go for week one. So where do you stand on Saquon? Do you have any ownership of him, or are you just in a void right now?
No, I've been a ton of Saquon, especially because he's been falling towards the end of the first round. And what I keep bringing up is, and everybody out there, let me finish my statement, but I keep bringing up Le'Veon Bell and a suspended season. And what I pointed out is Le'Veon Bell that year was RB1 in fantasy points per game. Even if you want to take the games he missed, he was still RB3 overall. Now, obviously, and this is where I'm saying, let me finish with this, is like injury and suspension are two different things. I understand that. But here's the difference. If you told me we get Saquon Barkley 100% by October, so it's 4 weeks, I'm fine with that because that's still the 4 week suspension. But on top of that, you're still getting an RB2 until then. Like, you're not. And if anything, at the beginning of the season, replacement players are easier to find than they are. Like, I'd rather this happen. Like, if you said, hey, we get Saquon Barkley for 12 games, you missed the first four, or it's 12 games and you missed the last four, I want the first four because it's easier to find replacement, and that's when it counts. So I'm fine with taking him at the end of the first round, and I'm fine with dealing with potential RB2 frustration, quote-unquote, because he's Barkley, until he's 100%. So, yeah, I've been in on him. I have a ton of them, which probably means you should stay away because I just buried him.
But where,
I ruin everybody.
But where do you have, I mean, obviously people can check the link, of course, but where do you have him? Because you're talking about it from like best case scenario, like, oh yeah, like 10, I'll take him. But what about the like
the
real decision? Yeah, what's the real decision when you're at 4 or 5?
Six.
Okay, so is he behind Jonathan Taylor for you?
No, he's behind the big four, Zeke.
And Henry.
Yeah.
Or Adams. Is it Henry or is it Adams that he's buying?
Probably Adams for Jake.
No. So that's where it is. It's like I would consider him at 5 if you want to go Adams for the safety. Either way, it's that's how you want to construct your team. But yeah, so it's Adams, Barkley. I could go Barkley, but that's at 5. I don't feel like you need to. That's the real choice, though, is what it comes down to, is if you don't take him there, you're probably not getting him on the way back. It's like, how do you want to play that game?
Yeah,
I mean, we all know that.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean
you don't take him
at
5?
You don't need him. Like, at 5, like, you got to take him or you don't get him. So, I mean,
you got to take him or you don't have to take him. But I'm saying, like, an overall draft, like, auction and stuff, like, you don't have to pay that price.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
ideally.
Yeah.
And this is, I was just, what I was going to couple it into. I got sidetracked because now she's tearing up a paper bag, but that's fine. I'll just clean it up.
She probably drafted Travis Etienne like 12 hours ago, so let's let it get it out of her system.
She's throwing a fit.
Yeah, get it out of her system.
It's because of her slow draft. We've all been there, Barkley.
No, which actually is fine. This will keep her busy. But what I was going to say for this is I actually hate, everybody keeps asking, like, what's your favorite pick? Where do you want to pick? I want to pick 3 or 4 or 10, maybe 9. I hate the 5th pick because you have to make that Barkley Eckler and dip into that Taylor Eckler tier, or you're the first wide receiver with Adams. So like, I hate the 5th, 6th pick. Just if I don't get the top 4, push me towards like 9 or 10.
Can you hear the
ripping?
100% hear it now. It's great. Yeah, she's like going nuts. But Barkley, I meant to ask you this earlier, and I'm going to ask you them both real quick, even though I'm coming back. It's bad hosting. Real quick with Barkley, his projections, I'm just on Fantasy Pros, not your projections, because people can go pay for it over at The Athletic. But 1,200 rushing yards, 400 receiving yards, 55 catches, and 11 touchdowns. That's the Fantasy Pros projection on Saquon Barkley. How do you feel about that? Over under.
Repeat it one more time.
Essentially, 1,600 total yards, 11 touchdowns, 55 catches. That's the essential total.
I think that's
okay.
I think that's pretty reasonable. I don't think that's too far from what I have. That's what I was trying to think off the top of my head comparatively. I think that's reasonable, honestly. The catches might be a little bit high, but 40s, just because if everybody's healthy with Galladay, you know, Sterling Shepard back in the slot, Slayton, Ingram, despite the fact he keeps dropping. And real quick, I know we're not talking about Ingram. Ingram still had 100 targets last year.
I know.
And you still look at the receptions and the yards, even with the quote-unquote drop. And I say quote-unquote because people overrate drops. The thing that killed him last year was touchdowns. He still had a fine season. It's what the
drops
the touchdowns
only matter
really
if
kill.
You get yanked off the field because of them. That's the only spot that they actually matter in, if you lose playing time. You know, if your guy loses playing time, that's the only time drops matter. Sure, they're frustrating, but, you know, it's like everyone's worried about Jamar Chase and his drops and all that stuff. Who cares? He's not going to lose playing time because of them. He's still working through it.
Yeah,
he'll be
fine. Yeah, it's relatively debatable. I mean, he is a three-headed monster, and if you're inconsistent in the first week, your opportunities just might lessen. You know, like it might lessen for a couple weeks.
Might
and
quit looking at him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He keeps dropping the damn ball.
Did you say quit looking at him?
Quit looking at him.
Yeah, quit looking at him for targets. So
I'm coming backwards, and like I said, this is bad hosting because I forgot it in all of our chaos. The other thing I wanted to ask you real quick on the projections was back to ETN for a second. ETN and James Robinson. ETN was projected 600 rushing yards, just under 500 receiving with about 6.5 touchdowns, with James Robinson projected at just under 800 yards and essentially 1,000 total yards and 6 touchdowns. What do you think the projections on James Robinson take out ETN now looks like? I mean, could James Robinson actually put up 1,400 total yards? I mean, how high? I don't know what your projections looked like on him. You know, where do you think they'll go?
Yeah, I haven't adjusted for no ETN, but I think, you know what? I'd call it 90% last year. So that's honestly a reasonable expectation. The only thing would be stopping, and it's not even what we talked about before with the situation with Carlos Hyde. I want to see what Urban Meyer's next move is. Like, do they bring somebody in who got cut? Do they make a move somewhere else? Do they start trying to force somebody else into this equation? Like, maybe do they run more Chenault out of the backfield, as you guys both mentioned? Those are the type of things. As of now, as I stand, I don't think it's much of an issue, but I cautiously optimistic. But I think, you know, 15 is already high enough. It's really hard to push ahead of anybody else there. And it's mostly because of Urban Meyer at this point.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
In This League has got a merch store. It's inthisleague.fans. Yeah, that's right. Go check that out. Pop on over. It's not that other fans. It's the In This League fans, where we've got shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, of all different types of stuff, from your draft prep, like 99 problems, but my draft ain't one, to our podcast logo, to a whole bunch of other funny stuff like the Boggs Jr. Prospects Assemble. So check it out today, inthisleague.fans, and sport some ITL swag. Put it out in the wild. Let's take some pictures. Let's get out in the wild. All right, let's kick back into it. It is Bogman and myself talking to Jake Seeley for your fantasy football prep. Okay, so we've got a couple different things here. We'll do a little bit of burn and turn because we're not going to keep you too crazy long today, Jake. But we've got three little sections here. And I'm going to change the name of what Bogman called this. He called it annoying running back situations. And I'm going to call it smash or pass. That's what we're going to do. You're going to smash this or you're going to pass on this running back situation. And you can tell us which guy you are smashing or if you're passing on both. Starting with... it's a good bit, right? This is a good.
I mean, it sounds like
bit.
Something from Loveline.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to get the Jake needs a personality.
And if you're from the 90s, like all of us are, you would know what Loveline
is. You appreciate it. So. Yeah, exactly. And now Adam Carolla, everyone knows Dr. Drew more than Adam Carolla, and that wasn't the case back then. Smash or pass, the Rams situation with Daryl Henderson. You got Funk and Jones. Are you going to smash on Henderson?
1,000%. I don't understand this one more than most because everybody's sitting there like, don't forget how good Daryl Henderson could be as one of the best backups you could draft late in drafts and blah, blah, blah. And don't forget and look so good. And then Akers goes down and everybody's like, well, maybe it'll be Xavier Jones. Maybe it'll be Jake Funk. Or like the answer was staring you in the face. You were just arguing for said answer. And now you're reversing course. These are one of the things, Emery Hunt, friend of ours, who always says, smooth brain thinking. You're not using the ridges where your thoughts should be. so stop overthinking it, Daryl Henderson. The only question with him, he's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's not a bell cow, but he's Clyde Edwards-Helaire in a great offense. Health is the only concern. If you're scared about the health, fine, leave him for me.
I love Emery, by the way. We got to get him back on. Who are you smashing? Who are you passing? Niners, Mostert, Sermon. And you're only allowed to smash Mostert.
both, honestly, okay. Because where they're going, their costs are still reasonable for what you get. Because
who you rather have at their current costs?
whoever's going cheaper.
Which is
because it's not consistent. It's not consistent.
It's not consistent, yeah, but it looks like it's Mostert. It looks like.
It has been.
If you're playing on Yahoo, it's definitely Sermon is more expensive.
Yeah, and I need to catch off there. It's a good point. Niners running back situation is actually really interesting because it's one of those that any draft that I ever do, it does not follow what the data of like ADP shows you, because ADP would show you Sermon, but Mostert is always going ahead of time. It's just Sermon has got that like excitement. So you're just following whichever is the cheapest option.
Yes. Yeah.
Fournette,
I have shares of both.
Fournette, Ronald Jones. Pass both.
Okay. I don't want either one of them. This is chasing your tail. Because now with you're already chasing your tail last year. And now you add in Giovanni Bernard. It's always going to be like, oh, finally, we figured it out this week. Remember last year where you thought you figured it out, and then the next week it was somebody else, and the next week it's somebody else, and then no, stop.
We should monitor
somebody,
how many
put
times
it this way.
Swings.
Sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
Somebody the other day said, I was in round 9, and I took Ronald Jones because all there were backups besides him. And I said, you should have taken the backup. You should have taken A.J. Dillon or Tony Pollard or somebody else, because you know what? If the injury happens, you got an RB you can trust. Otherwise, you're never going to know when you're going to start Ronald Jones, ever.
Smash, pass. That's actually difficult to say. Smash, pass. Swift, Jamal Williams.
Swift at cost, smash Jamal Williams at cost, because okay, so Anthony both. Lynn, even before the injury, I love, you know this, Scott, I love the talent. I hate the situation. And Anthony Lynn was already going to split. Jamal Williams is a better pass catcher than people realize. He's one of the better pass blockers. So that doesn't mean DeAndre Swift is going to be all the receptions. So I love Swift the player, but at cost as fringe RB1, I was out on that, and now this injury on top of it. But like I said, at cost, Jamal Williams is one of the best backups that you could possibly get.
Okay. He's one of the best RB values for sure. I love Jamal Williams.
Three quick ones. The Houston situation, Ingram, Lindsey, Johnson, anyone to smash? Lindsey?
Just don't even waste your time.
Okay, Lindsey. All passes.
It's a wasteland.
The Dolphins situation, it's really do you pass or smash on Gaskin?
I was already a smash on him, and even more so that it's becoming cheaper because, no, this is not ideal for what we wanted, but here's the good thing you saw from the first two games. It was only 50%, and you're not going to get 50% from everybody, and that's why it's not ideal. But some running back backfields, the lead is only 50%, but here's the good thing. 1 week, it was Malcolm Brown. The other week, it was Savon Ahmed, and either way, he still got his 50%. So, yeah, it's not more, but it's always 50%, and you should be okay by that.
Last one, Denver, Gordon Williams.
Williams, as he continues to slide. I thought he was going to take over by week 6-ish was my estimation. I kept comparing him to Miles Sanders' rookie season. So I'm actually glad that the steam has cooled a little bit because now people are off and starting to get worried. So I'll happily take that just because Melvin Gordon will be fun for only the first few. If you're looking for long-term, if you need to win at the beginning of the season, maybe you took a risk or something like that, fine on Melvin Gordon. But Melvin Gordon is not going to be the guy by the middle of the season.
Melvin Gordon is not your Mr. Right. He's your Mr. Right now is what you're saying.
Mm. Yeah.
For the beginning of the season.
Yeah. If you're concerned, yeah, then yeah, right now.
Okay. I want to know, do you trust these wide receivers at their current ADP? And this is ADP off of Fantasy Pros for PPR. And the first one is Mike Evans, wide receiver 13, 37 overall. So the first pick in the fourth round.
I'm okay with it. I don't love it. Only because what we saw in December, I think this could be very similar to what I keep comparing it to, is the Carolina Panthers of last year. All three are great, but you know, any given week, it could be two of them get wide receiver 3 value and one of them gets wide receiver 1. It makes them real life dangerous. It makes them real life great. And what I always say in these kind of situations is buy the cake, not the icing. The cake is the quarterback. Buy Tom Brady, not the icing is the wide receivers. They're better than the Panthers situation. Like you don't have as much as a floor, but at the same time, you could see 3 weeks in a row of Mike Evans putting up 7, 10, 7, and then all of a sudden he comes back and puts up 20, 18. And so it's more
those
so that just
underscores two touchdowns for Evans.
Yeah, just understand what you're getting into. And if you're okay with that, you're okay with that.
Icing's the best part, right, Welsh? I mean, come on.
I know.
Kind of want the icing.
All icing. I get actually annoyed when my wife will like have like a cupcake and she'll only do the top of the icing. And it's just like, well, I'm not going to eat all the empty. It's like, no, eat the whole I don't want to edit, but eat the cupcake. Like, I'm getting passionate now. Like, you guys are getting passionate about these running backs, and I'm just like, hey, listen, eat the whole goddamn cupcake. You're wasting. There's children that would probably be starving to have pieces of cupcake, even if it doesn't have frosting on it. So waste not, want not. That's my cupcake take. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for my TED Talk.
How about Jamar Chase at wide receiver 24, 63 overall?
No. And I'm a Chase guy. Love the talent. I was talking with Robert Mays on our Athletic Football pod yesterday, and I agree with him. One thing is we both agreed that great prospect, but find it interesting that you draft somebody that high who's not complete. I agree. Like, this is one of the things. So my negatives, I do a positive. Scott knows this because we do rookies every single year. I do positives, negatives, and then like an equals. Like, what does it mean? And what I said about him is great wide receiver. His one flaw is he can get out physical, and he doesn't have a problem letting contact get on top of him and come to him, which is an issue when you're not, you know, an AJ Brown strength type of guy. So if he is used in the right way, and I compared him to DK Metcalf on the opposite end, like the Seahawks didn't force DK Metcalf to be a more in-route guy, comebacks, and they said, okay, we're going to let DK be DK. If they let him just be him, I like him, and I think he could be the number one wide receiver. But as of now, when you're talking about your own concerns of getting the speed of the NFL, when he is letting defenders get on top of him, I think that T. Higgins could be the number one until Chase gets right. So I think Chase should be more of a kind of similar to Javonte Williams. Like, you're going to get a better second half than you will first half, and at that price, you're not paying for that. You're paying for him to be great from day one.
Smash or pass Bogman and the Welsh winning flex league this year. We're drafting tonight. As people are listening, we've already drafted, but our draft is tonight. And you're going to have to buy a second belt.
You should have. You better smash. You better.
We did great last year. I remember you getting on. I mean, we faded, but, you know, there's a certain reason. But you got on our case about the early quarterbacks, and that's the thing that kept us top three for, like, almost the entire season.
Lamar and Russell year last year.
And we had great pickups and Mike Davis, and we had Jonathan Taylor. And
yeah, but you faded for the reason I was saying. It's like the depth just wasn't there. I was concerned.
Fournette and Bell killed us. We had a lot of depth on over across the board. That was what – I mean, we had a little bit of later things that killed us as well, but I know you got us in a hard crew, and I'm glad that you are continuing to do the online version of Flex, and you keep inviting us. I'm pretty excited, and I'm very excited for that extra money to have to be out for a belt
to my coast.
Yeah, we live on the West Coast. You live on the East. You know what, a plane.
Some people come. You're not. Hey, other people have come.
Yeah, I'm in the middle now, so you guys can both come visit me.
Yeah, you're going to Texas.
I've flown out that direction. I've actually hung out with you guys in three time zones over.
I know. That was great. I mean, you know, tickets to WrestleMania. I don't know. I feel like I would need to take out a loan to go to New York. But
it wasn't WrestleMania.
Or with Royal Rumble. Yeah, sorry, Royal. Yeah. Apollo. Yeah. Sure.
Get your wrestling pay per views right. Well,
get that
Jeez.
Right.
Stupid.
Jake Seeley, All In Kid. Our favorite. You can hear the chaos in all of it. It's because we love this guy, and he knows how to have
Barkley
fun.
Barkley has settled down now if you want to continue doing the show.
I wish Barkley would have just walked by you multiple times eating the bag so we could have just seen it, but she went off into the corner and did that. But
bubble wrap she was playing with, too. It's just
Athletic. Check out the articles. Check out the ranks. You can sign up. Bets TV. All In Football. All the stuff and the things. You're doing so much. God knows if we'll get you in season because you're a busy man, but we'll try. You're one of our besties.
Not
we love you, my
to
friend.
Scott.
Yeah, well, whatever. You're one of mine. You're one of mine. I know you.
No, no, no. I meant you said we'll get you in the season because you're busy.
Oh, yeah. Because you're not super busy. Because it's easier in season, according to Bogman.
It is.
Who gets mad at you?
Bogman's like legit mad at Bogman. It's just when things are rigid and scheduled, you know when you're open and when you're not, so it's easier for me. The off season with all of this, hey, can you do this at this time and blah, blah, blah. It's all weirdly flowing. That messes me up.
Yeah, he's a hardworking man right there. Podcast.
Weirdly flowing, like this episode. as you try to get out of here.
This would have been the worst episode ever to be like, if we were auditioning for anything, if we were cared in that, this would have been the worst one. I'd be like, don't listen to this one. Even though we've got Seeley and Ronis on, like, this is not the episode to listen to. We're all over the board. We're chaotic. But
thank you for that.
That is in this league. But that's in this league. That's what we're all about. That's why we're still where we are, because we do our thing and we'll always do it that way. And Jake, you always have fun with us. Anything people need to be on the lookout for in the next week?
Yeah, so the continued updated and projections. My guys, everybody's like, where are your guys? And I was like, I've written 15 articles and pretty much covered like a lot of what my guys are. So I guess my guys is still coming. So there you go.
There you go. Check it out. Jake, we love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Go pet Barkley for us. Get her a toy, not a bag.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it!
Welcome back, friends. Ending out hour two. That was Jake Seely. Hope you guys enjoyed that. There's a lot more nuttiness and craziness as Bogman and myself and Jake. We're all buddies. We're all friends. And it just gets weird and nutty whenever we're all together. So you can listen to that on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. That was actually all part of it was a huge episode. It was over 2 hours that we did for our draft forum. And there's nuttiness. There's, you know, all of the crazy ETN battles and just the battles we have with Jake. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Coming up in hour three, this is part of our mock draft series. Now, Bogman and I have 10 live mock drafts we've done. On the NFL. And we've done all different types of format. We've done super flex. We've done half. We've done full. I think we did. I don't know if we did a non-PPR, to be honest with you, now that I'm thinking about it. But we've done all of the other formats, and they've all been live. And it's a completely different listening experience. The cursing turns into beeps. We have sound clips that take all of our anger and frustration out. I promise you, you know, mock drafts have never been bigger in the industry. You know, we've been doing it since 2014. They've never been bigger, but Bogman and I have a different slant on it than anybody else. And that, my friends, I can promise you, we're going to have some highlights from that. If you guys are looking for any draft results, we actually have a free post on our Patreon, patreon.com/ITLArmy, of all 10 of our mock drafts we've done over the last couple months. So the results, if you would like to take a look, and you can follow along. You know, next hour, things might jump around a little bit, but if you want to check it out, just go over there and you can get the results and it might help you out and see where some of the things have gone, even though obviously things have changed a bit. You know, we only have one or two drafts that represent like what's happened with James Robinson, but you know, a lot of other things have stayed relatively similar and you can check all of that out there. But don't go anywhere because we're still here. Hour three, a little bit of mock draft action for your drafts this weekend. Right here on ITL on Sports Grid. We'll be right back for hour three.